3 p.m. I'm going to call the Community Planning Board meeting of October 4th, 2023 in session at 6:30 p.m. Would you all please rise and join me in the Pledge of Allegiance to the flag?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you.
You don't have any alternates here, do you?
No.
Rudy's lack of interest.
Yes. Mark?
Here.
Ryan?
Yes.
Judy is excused. I believe she is in Spain.
Yeah.
Scott is also not going to be here. Tim?
Here.
Kevin's not here. Mike is excused. Linda Carroll. Linda's not here yet. And Mike Santa's not here. Okay. We can continue on with the meeting. The first item on the agenda is informational hearing of potential subdivision. Applicant owner David Gould, 81 Halls Mill Road, Candy, New Hampshire, 03034. Property location, 81 Halls Mills Road, Candy, New Hampshire, 03034. Map 402, lots 7 and 6. Intent subdivision of lots to make a single building lot. Come on up. Just for the record, state your name.
Yep, Dave Gould.
Have a seat, Dave.
Thanks. Address, 81 Halls Mill Road.
Is
that good?
Yeah. I believe we do. We don't have. We just have an application for information in here. Everybody's got a copy of it.
Yeah, we got
passes
information
for you.
Yep.
Here we go. Pass those around.
Which is a little better.
Oh, you already have it?
A little better to read, though.
Yeah, it's larger.
A little bigger. Here's the other one.
Oh. Thank you.
Yeah, Mark's the only guy with young eyes up here.
Awesome.
That's Margie. All right.
How'd you know that we would all be squinting?
Yeah.
All right, Dave, what would you like to do?
Okay, so, let's see. The page with the bigger view here. So the overall plan here is I own lot, 402-7-10, which includes frontage on Halls Mill Road.
Mm-hmm.
You should be able to see there.
Yep.
So I am trying to parcel off a 5-acre proposed new lot from that and then retain title to the basically the backwoods, the backland there. And I have a couple theories, but I'm not exactly sure what this would be called. So I wanted to clarify that with the planning board so we kind of look at the proper regulations when we go for our application. I do own adjacent land, which I have a bunch of questions, I guess. I don't know if I can just divide this one parcel into two parcels or not. I don't know if that's legal. I guess that would be probably the simplest thing if I could do it. I just don't know whether that's feasible or not.
We couldn't approve that only because then what we'd be doing is creating a landlocked lot.
Yeah, so
we can't do.
Are you sure? Because I talked to the zoning board and they said there's no regulation against that.
We can't create non-conforming lots.
Right, yeah, we can't create a non-conforming lot.
But that's only if you want to build on it, right?
No.
No.
We just can't create a lot that's non-conforming.
Right.
So any lot has to have frontage?
Yes.
In this town?
Yeah. Well, if it was existing before the zoning ordinances came in,
right, that's a different
that's
story.
A different story, because okay. We do have landlocked properties in town, but under,
right.
The RSA, we couldn't create a non-conforming.
Because I thought non-conforming only applied if you wanted to build something on it.
No.
Because I thought...
Because technically what we're doing, if we did it, it would be building a lot that you couldn't build on.
Right,
and that's what we can't do.
Right.
Really?
Yeah.
Because I thought we wanted those, but okay.
What is the frontage on that proposed lot?
Which one is it?
On Hall's Mill, the frontage.
The frontage?
Yeah.
200 and...
Does he have enough to put a road down in there? That's what he was going to do eventually?
Yeah, there'd be enough. There'd be enough.
For him to put a road?
Right, because he only needs 60 feet.
Yeah. If you had to...
Then he'd have to build a town spec road.
Right, he'd have to build a town spec road to get in there, and then he could do something like that.
But get in where?
To get into... To make access to the back line.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, that'd have to be it. Okay, so...
Do you have other properties surrounding this? Is there any way to
do
a lot line adjustment or something?
Exactly, yeah. Exactly, yeah. So that's the second question there. So I also own lot 402, lot 7-5 there, which is an adjacent lot that does have some road frontage.
Mm-hmm.
So then I could join those two, and I guess that would make it a conforming lot.
Correct. Correct, yes.
Where's that one? I'm missing it.
All right. Right here. See the red? There's some red printing in it.
Gotcha.
7-5, that one there? That's the one you're talking about?
Oh, yeah, gotcha.
Yeah, he owns this one and this one and this one.
But 7-5 doesn't have... Oh, it does have frontage on Hall.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. Yeah, it does. Yeah.
So you could do it that way.
You could do it that way.
Right.
Yeah, because it's right at the cul-de-sac. Yeah, mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So if I did it that way... What would that be called?
It would be legal.
Yeah.
Let's start with that.
A lot merger and then a subdivision, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
So the problem is that by
a lot line adjustment.
Right.
Yeah. But then by doing that with the frontages I see here, right, you are unless you build a road in over one of them, you're not going to be able to do any further building back in here. That will be protected. Because it's only got 200 and some odd feet on either one of those, 206, 208.
Well, you could put a road in.
You could put a road in.
Yeah. Right. But I think there's other issues. If you look on lot 7-5 and you look at 402-7-6, I believe... Dave, your residence is on 7-6, correct?
Correct.
If you look behind at the back line in here, there's obviously there's wetlands that have been delineated in there.
Right, huge wetlands, yeah.
Yeah, and I believe that comes up very close to your property line. Actually, I think it's even closer than what it's shown on the map.
A stone wall right there that actually has water going up to it.
Okay. Yeah, the one that's on your back.
The back line. Property line there, yeah. So that, this thing right here is actually just the pond, the actual pond.
Right, exactly.
Where's your house located to the cul-de-sac? Right, like in the middle?
It's kind of, I think it's right where the 402-7-6 is.
Oh, right in the center?
Yeah,
pretty much. I think what Tim was...
Because he could adjust this line too, then to accommodate for the wetlands. I mean, you're talking about a lot of
If he wanted to put something in,
right?
But
if he needs more space here, you know,
That would be my question: is what your intent is for the property? Is it to eventually subdivide
this stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, that I don't have any. Well, that all is all. Well, actually, this. I don't intend on subdividing anything or developing any of the land around my house. Eventually this whole waterway, I want to actually put an easement on that or whatever it's called, the conservation easement on that eventually, but I'm not ready to do that now.
So you wouldn't have any desire in the future to put a road in to come into the
place. I wouldn't have any desire, but I think it would be physically impossible.
Anyway. It would be impossible. Yeah, very
financially.
Very difficult. Financially impossible. Right.
Not physical, but financially.
Right. Right.
You can almost not even put a house on this lot at all. Cause if you knew the topography here, it's like these huge valleys, these huge steep valleys with wetlands in the valleys.
Because if we'd go into the difference between a major and a minor subdivision, just creating one lot is a minor subdivision.
Yeah.
But what we need to also look at is there potential for developing the other lot in there? And obviously, it's got a lot of acreage that's in there. But we have in the past also done things to say, like, okay, well, it can't be developed because of whatever reason. Usually the biggest one that we usually have is a conservation easement that's put on the property that it's not going to be developed. We also have looked at a pier on High Street where we did one where there could only be one house lot on that larger parcel, if you remember that one back a couple of years ago now. I think on this one, my concern would be is that you really couldn't access the whole area in here because you'd have some pretty significant wetlands issues between his back lot line and where those wetlands are in there.
But the thing is, if he gets rid of that boundary, right, if he does the lot line adjustment and merges those two lots, then we haven't created a non-conforming lot.
Correct.
And, you know, obviously this back part wouldn't be developable.
Correct.
But I don't think he could do that.
He could get that lot.
Right.
Just get rid of that.
Right.
And have this one big piece.
One big piece of property.
And we could put a condition on the approval that larger lot can't be.
I don't know why we'd even have to, because legally you wouldn't be able to.
Yeah.
Well, you've got Fogarty Road on the back end of that.
Doesn't matter. Fogarty Road, you can't.
Yeah, that's a
deal. No, you can't.
That's discontinued.
Yeah, that's not even a class road. That's
it's discontinued.
Discontinued.
Yeah, and in theory, it's owned by.
Right.
Matter of fact, half of it is owned by Dave.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
so I guess.
My only, you know, like I said, my only concern is that we have to, if we go with the minor, we just have to somehow address the fact that it is a large lot that, in theory, could be developed. So we just have to have some kind of condition on that.
Excuse me, Jim Franklin, as a surveyor who prepared those, I don't see that it's a major or minor subdivision. It's a lot line adjustment. And as such, it doesn't require all that additional information.
Right.
Because we're going to make one line. One line is going to go away. Two lots are going to be merged. And the remainder will be the five-acre lot that's going to be built on.
Correct.
That's a fair point.
Well, correct. Yeah, except that in the if you look at our regulations, that he is creating a lot. So it would, and under the regulations, it would have to be considered to be a subdivision because he's subdividing a lot out of it. It's not that we'd have to do a lot of stuff.
We're not creating a lot.
Yeah.
We have three lots now.
Yeah.
Right.
We have two lots now, and we will have two lots when this is completed.
Play devil's advocate here. I understand what Jim's saying. So play devil's advocate. 7-10 now becomes this five. Its boundary line gets adjusted down to just the 5.2 acres that bound on Halls Mill, right?
Yeah,
Halls Mill.
Okay.
And boundary line for 7-5 now encompasses what used to be 7-10 right up to the new 7-10's boundary there to the 5.1 acres.
Yep,
right.
So we do two lot line adjustments rather than a subdivision.
I don't think any subdivision either.
Call me crazy, but does that work?
Yeah.
I'm thinking. I think.
Yeah, because we're not, like Jim says, this is a lot. So
yeah.
We're not creating a lot. We're just including all this now as a lot, which already exists, and reducing this one down to the 5 acres that he wants.
Yeah. I mean, technically, I have no plans developing this, but technically we're making this less developable than it is now.
Correct. Right now, this lot could have access back to that whole thing.
Yeah. Whether it's all buildable,
which would be actually feasible.
Right. Yeah.
Whereas this is all.
I did really poorly in kindergarten in coloring inside the lines, so you know, it's never changed.
I think
that's a very valid point.
Is that you understand what we're talking about?
Yeah.
Does that work for you?
Oh yeah, I mean, I did a previous lot line adjustment, and I thought this was kind of similar to what I had previously done in another area.
Right.
Yeah, that is a way to do it. Sure. Yeah, that we don't have to worry about it being subdivided.
Right. Much cleaner.
It is. It would be much cleaner. Yeah. Yeah. I think that'd be perfect.
Yep.
Everybody on board with that?
Yep.
Yeah.
On the second sheet, that was one of the other questions we had.
Yep.
On the second sheet is about access. And Mark, I heard Mark bring it up about the slopes and things like that. And we've checked the slopes. We can get a driveway in off of Hall's Mill Road, but would require the three wetland crossings in order to build in the back where we've shown that red square.
Right. Yeah.
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 Well, Jim, that's
pretty typical up there anyway.
Because the wetlands bisect that property, would there still be the sufficient acreage for upland acreage to build?
Yes.
Do you know roughly how much acres would it be?
I do not recall.
Okay.
No.
All right. But it would meet the 1 point.
Yeah, we.
What, one and a half?
The 1.5.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
We can just move them around if that. The lot lines.
Yeah, I noticed that you used the stone wall, which makes it so that it's kind of.
Yeah. That was the preliminary. I said, okay, if we can get 5 acres here, where would we put it, and how would we access it?
Yeah.
And so we went out, the wetland scientists went out, flagged it, surveyed it, traditional location, put them all together with a topographic survey and said, yes, this can be done.
Good. Yeah.
And one of the questions we had was, does it have to be done prior to the lot line adjustment, or can it be done after the lot line adjustment?
What's that? Get the wetlands crossing?
The wetlands crossing.
I don't think so, because
it could be after.
It could be after, because basically all we're doing is a lot line adjustment at this point.
At that point, we're not doing side plans or anything. Right. No. Lot line adjustment.
No,
and that would be triggered when you pull the building permit.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
It wouldn't be anything for us to do. Yeah. Okay. No, I'm fine with that.
You're good with that?
Yeah. That's great. Yeah. That's probably the simplest thing.
Come in with a lot line adjustment. It doesn't take. We do have to have a hearing on it, but
that'll be okay. Yeah, we'll do that next.
Yeah. Yeah. Much. That's the easiest way to go.
Yeah, I know. It's that barely ever happens.
That's not done yet.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah,
you still have to get your wetlands crossed.
Good point.
And everything else. So.
Good point. All right.
We're not here just to be mean. You know,
we can't help ourselves.
I'm just talking about life in general, not the planning board.
I'm sorry. We take our shots at that, I think.
Yeah.
All
right, all set?
Yes.
Thank you.
Have a good evening.
See you, Amy will hook you up.
Yep.
Did you need these, Pat?
No.
That's all
you need.
Okay.
I got the
thank you.
See, I'm going to file this with the rest of my big stuff.
Okay.
See, that's why I got the big folder.
All right, speaking of lot line adjustments, next item under here is case 23-004, lot line adjustment. Applicant Carl Pearson and Sarah Merrill, map 410, lot 133, and Geo Family Revocable Trust, map 410, lot 134, both on South Road, Candy, New Hampshire, 03034. Owners Carl Pearson and Sarah Merrill, map 410, lot 133, and Geo Family, Family Revocable Trust, map 410, lot 134, property location, South Road, Canyon, New Hampshire, 03034, map 410, lots 133 and 134, both on South Road, Canyon, New Hampshire, 03034, the intent to adjust a portion of the common boundary between lots 133 and 134.
Yeah. Come on down.
I'm going to get these two.
How many did you get there?
We only got four.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Somebody knew how many were going to be here tonight.
Yeah, I know, right? We got to check with Jim to figure out how come he knew that that was going to be going on here.
But this is Pritchett Road. Well, I got Pritchett. Well, Pritchett is nowhere near south.
No, I don't think so.
It actually should be Pritchett.
No, I'm fine.
Okay. Did everybody else get Pritchett?
It is.
Hopefully on the right one.
I don't know who put this seat down.
Oh, that's the one that rotates around and nobody likes.
Oh, I guess not. Jeez.
We try to make you feel inferior to us.
Yeah. So that plan you have is from the last lot. Right?
Yeah, I was going to say, that's when we did last meeting.
Do you want a plan?
Oh,
okay.
You do have a smaller copy of the one that's on the
No, no, that's not it. That's
the old
Vancouver.
Yeah,
that's Vancouver.
Yeah, that's what we did last meeting.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, yeah, we're just going to sign those. Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. Send those back. I thought it looked awfully familiar.
Right, I'll share with you, Brian. I'll be Scott for the night.
You should have the prerequisite number of copies plus 11x17 that I submitted electronically.
We have those here. Yeah, stop on that.
It's probably just in your packet somewhere there.
Rudy, is it possible to see what this is happening?
There it is.
Okay. The way you project it up, I'll move one of these up. And you see what's happening.
Okay, look at that.
Put it right over here. Yep. Okay. That's a little bit better. Now I got this.
I don't see the map. Oh, that's okay.
Yeah, no, I don't see the map.
Might be on the back.
Oh.
Is it on the back?
Yes. Am I missing it?
Well, here, we got this big one, guys. We'll just throw it over here. I'll stand here.
Yeah, it didn't get to the back.
Oh.
Here. Oh, okay. Here's that. Here's that.
We have a letter of authorization there as well.
I'll take that.
Both landowners are here.
Okay.
Okay. So we got 135 and 134.
So what this is, Jim, why don't you explain it?
We
don't have the little mouse, unfortunately, so it decided it didn't like the copy machine.
Okay, take it back. Yep,
thank you.
And is the application complete and all that stuff? Or do we need to talk about that yet?
No. We don't have to go through the...
I was going
to
become a member, but the seat's too low.
I'm impressed if you can get in and out of that.
Yeah, me too.
That would cripple me sitting down that low.
So we just have to make sure we've got these name in the street, owner of record within 200 feet, so we got that.
What is this here?
Right here.
Yeah. Site location map.
Yep.
Showing the original boundaries of the adjacent parcels, a detailed map showing the new property lines, the lines created by the boundary. Statement placed shall be placed on the plan as follows.
This plan.
Do you have that one, Jim?
This plan shows the division.
There it is.
Yep.
Okay. And then a copy of agreement between adjoining owners of real estate for the purpose of establishing a common boundary.
Which we did have.
Right. I think that was in here.
I think that the agreement is not necessary because both landowners signed the application. I think that would suffice.
I know I saw both landowners signed. Yeah.
Yes.
That works.
Yep.
Excuse me for a minute. Yes. My name is Paul Boham. I'm in a butter. Can I just stand up and look over your shoulder?
Sure. Yeah. Sure. Here.
Oh,
yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Come
on.
Thank you.
Yep. All right. So Jim, explain what's going on.
Yep.
Just remember, anybody who speaks, just identify yourself for the record.
The entirety of the property, lot 133, is from Pine Hill, and it extends along South Road almost to the railroad, and then south backs up against Emerson Forest. Is that true?
Yes.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yep. And so this is the entirety of the property. This crosshatched area here, which is represented here, we're going to transfer this 3-acre parcel to lot 134. And then the two will be merged, so that lot 134 ends up with 6 acres.
And 135 will end up being how many acres?
133, about 101. It's 104 now, and it'll be about 101.
Oh, I see. So 133 and 134, 134 and 135 are going to merge. It's going to become one lot? Is that what you
mean? Yes, that's what he said.
Okay.
This is all going to be one lot.
One lot.
Yeah. That's the piece being added to this.
Okay. And this 135 is how many?
It's all this.
No, what's that's 135?
Yeah, that 135 is all this.
135 is not part of this application.
Right.
Oh, okay, that's in the butter.
That was created at the same time as lot 134.
Gotcha.
There's a subdivision plan that was recorded at the Registry of Deeds. I think Mario Michio did that.
Yeah.
So we're combining these two lots together. Well, basically these two dashes. One's coming out of 133 and going to 134.
Yes, and that's coming out of here. So this will make it so that...
Sorry about that.
So was he driving by? I thought...
I did. I don't know how to get back on.
Now, Jim, where the granite mound was found in here, didn't that come across? What was there was something you had mentioned something on that?
Yeah, the southwest corner of parcel A, we need to set a granite mound there.
Right. Yeah.
Okay. Originally, we had intended to go up from the southwest corner of lot 134 to the southeast corner of lot 135, but there's not, it wouldn't be the 3 acres there. So we just squared everything off.
Okay. So the existing, so this right now, this section right in here is part of 133. Correct?
No.
Parcel?
No.
Let's see.
No. This is part of 133?
This is 133 in the middle. Between 134 and 135 is... A portion of 133.
Yeah, right. So this right now just cuts around here. So this is kind of like just an access right now.
Oh, yes. Yes. Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
It's a panhandle.
Right. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. So that's here.
So now 133 will just have that larger access south of 134.
Yeah. It'll still have that regular thing over here, but it won't have the access over here anymore. Yeah, so this would be eliminated.
Yeah.
I did have one bound north.
Yeah, one bound.
And that's all.
Yep.
There's no conformance issues.
No.
As far as conforming lots, not
it's a nice lot for them.
And Jim, we determined that L1, L2, and all those up there, was that an existing conforming lot or a non-conforming lot?
Existing conforming.
It was conforming. Okay.
So you add the distance, L1 and L2 together.
Yeah, so it's
plus 97 plus 104.
Yeah, so that's what it's got. Okay. Yeah.
Yes.
I don't see any problems.
Yeah. No. Marty Michio did some nice work.
Yeah. Any comments by
anybody?
Paul Bohan again. Does this generate two buildable lots now? It's just a single larger lot.
Correct. Okay. It wouldn't be two buildable lots.
A single larger lot.
Yeah. If they had left this and done that, then it could have been a buildable lot, but no, it's not going to be. Yeah.
Thank you.
In order to create a buildable lot in here, we would have had to do a topographic survey, wetlands, test pits, and get state approval.
Right.
But in this case, it's just 3 acres here is going to be transferred to this lot, and they will be merged.
Okay, thank you.
So it'll stay a field. So Kathy Brewer, I live in the corner. I think it's just going to stay a field.
Pardon?
Yeah. Correct.
It's just going to stay a field, so.
Yeah.
Finally?
Yeah.
Yeah. So you brought us another easy one, Jim.
Right.
Yeah.
I like to do these easy ones.
we'll take a vote to
I make a motion. We accept the
To accept the application for this
proposed?
Yeah.
Motion by Tim, second.
To accept the application for us.
Yeah.
Because we didn't do.
We don't make that motion.
Yeah, make that motion.
Yeah, let's make that motion first.
That's your first.
I'll
second. This is Kathy. So motion to accept by Tim, seconded by Mark. Rudy, yes. Mark,
yes.
Brian,
yes.
And Tim,
yes.
Okay. Now.
Now I'll make the motion that we accept the lot line adjustment as proposed.
Second by Brian. Any discussion?
Yeah.
Rudy, yes. Mark?
Yes.
Brian?
Yes.
And Tim?
Yes.
Okay, perfect.
And number of days to complete the order of conditions, which is setting the bounds?
Between now and 30?
60?
Yeah.
30?
Yeah.
Okay, 30 days to set the bounds.
Yep.
Perfect.
That's only one, right?
That's just the one,
just
yeah.
The one.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. All right, great. Good, thank you.
Get your boy out there and do that.
Somebody took the copy of the map that I had.
Is this this big thing?
Yeah.
I can give you mine. I can make as many as you'd like.
You want to keep this one then, Rudy?
Yes, we'll keep that
and
one.
Here, this was the
my
copy of the application.
No, I have that. I
okay.
Have that. Yeah.
Okay.
I lost the map.
So many papers shuffling around.
Cal doing okay too?
Yes.
Good.
He had a conflict in Connecticut.
That's a bit of a haul.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, for what? 20-minute meeting?
Yeah. You did fine.
So who's going to pull me out of this thing?
Well, you did that well.
We'll help you up, Jim.
Yeah, you put me to shame, Jim.
Copeland hey, there does real
oh,
good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, don't feel too bad for him. I saw him walking around at the fair Thursday. So
it took me 3 days to recover.
Yeah.
I'm all set.
I don't blame you.
Thank you.
Okay.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Have a good night, Mr. Boyer.
So we seem to be on a roll tonight. The next agenda item is
lot merger. This one I think we should just cancel out too. For a second. Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't hear that.
This one's not going to go easy.
No.
Can we reject this one?
Yes.
All right.
Conflict of interest.
Thanks, all right. Guys.
The next one.
Do I need to recuse myself?
Yes.
Yeah, you can't vote.
Lot merger, Amy Spencer, map 411, lots 43 and 44, 369 Chester Turnpike, Candy, New Hampshire, 03034, owner Amy Spencer, map 41, lots 43 and 44, 369 Chester Turnpike, Candy, New Hampshire, 03034. Property location, 369 Chester Turnpike, Candy, New Hampshire, 03034, map 411, lots 43 and 44. The intent to merge two lots into one.
3096.
Will you be able to do your stuff from, if we have questions for you? Will you be able to still do stuff with questions?
I'll just put this in the bathroom.
Okay.
Yeah.
Amy, what is it that you would like to do?
Like to
don't forget to identify yourself as the property owner.
Amy Spencer, 369.
That's not who's listed here. It's Amy Margaret.
Yes.
Amy Margaret.
I would like to merge my two lots into one, if I may, please.
So this is 433,
411,
43. 43. And
44. Oh, the back lot, which doesn't.
So happen. You just make one lot?
Yes.
Yeah.
So in that back lot, you can't even get your,
right,
it's a land bond, so
exactly.
Yeah,
you should do that. Rudy, I'll make a motion that we accept the application.
Okay.
Yeah.
Motion accept. Seconded by Tim.
Now we can discuss it, right?
Yeah. Rudy, yes. Mark?
Yes.
Brian?
Yes.
Tim?
Yes.
Okay. So we've accepted the application. Any questions on this?
Well, I just feel like we should ask, what's the acreage of each of the two lots?
19-ish.
Combined?
Yeah.
And, okay.
Yep, not being anything.
In that back area, it gets kind of wet back there anyway.
I mean, the way I look at it, we're creating a conforming lot out of a conforming and a non-conforming lot.
Right. Well, it actually is, even though it's landlocked, it's conforming because it was in place before zoning, but it makes it more.
What's your
just
frontage?
Cleans up another one. That
yeah, that's all.
Yeah. Yeah.
What's your frontage, Amy, just out of curiosity?
Okay. What's your what?
My frontage.
Oh.
Not that it matters.
It's at least 200 feet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can see by the map it's a pretty good size.
Okay.
I don't think there's much to talk about here. This is a fairly easy... I make a motion that we accept the lot line adjustment as proposed.
I'll second.
Second by Mark. Any discussion? Rudy, yes. Mark?
Yes.
Brian?
Yes.
And Tim?
Yes.
Okay. Good. Take care of that.
And then one of those pages has room for all of your signatures.
Well, sign Rudy's.
Oh, yeah.
Huh. You want to sign yours, then?
Sure.
Yeah.
Well, I like seeing
we do
have these things cleaning up stuff.
Yeah. I think that's all you need, right, Amy?
There's one more spot for you to sign on that at the very back, under the tax collector's spot.
Oh, yeah.
But okay. Other than that, it's all set.
It's like the third page or something. Third or fourth.
Yeah, right under this one.
And you can
here.
Wait until they assign the new lot if you'd rather, because the tax assessor is going to have to assign the new, which will probably just be the front lot number for the whole thing.
Oh, okay. Okay, yeah, if you want to wait.
Yeah, it's going to be recorded.
I think both the tax collector and I would have to be there in person for the notary to sign. Yeah, okay. Just let me know.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, all right. The next item on here, seeking recommendation for select board. Paul and Sarah Broussard, 266 Donovan Road, Candy, New Hampshire, 03034. Owners Paul and Sarah Broussard, 266 Donovan Road, Candy, New Hampshire, 03034. Property location, 266 Donovan Road, Candy, New Hampshire, 03034. Map 411, Lot 40, intent seeking a recommendation from the Planning Board for the Selectmen to request permission to apply for a building on a Class 6 road for a barn and storage. Hi, welcome up. Just a bit of history on this one. This one was at the Zoning Board of Adjustment at their last meeting. Unfortunately, one of the things that happened was that under RSA 674-41, before anything goes to the zoning board, it has to go to the select board. And basically, you can't build on a Class 6 road unless the local governing body, after review and comments by the planning board, has voted to authorize the issuance of a building permit for the erection of buildings on a said Class 6 highway, or a portion thereof, and the municipality neither assumes responsibility for maintenance at Class 6 highway, nor liability for any damages resulting from the use thereof. There, and prior to the issuance of the building permit, the applicant shall produce evidence that notice of the limits of municipal responsibility and liability has been recorded in the County Registry of Deeds. So that's where we are. It was a matter of who has to go first. And it has to go to the Board of Selectmen first, and under the RSA, need a recommendation from the planning board to the Board of Selectmen. So that was
this close to voting on it. It's my second time to it too.
Who said, can you save bureaucracy?
I brought
see the map.
I brought a tax map for clarity for everybody. Yeah. I bought
the market
four.
Where
thank you. Oh, thought I brought four.
I got
sir. Okay. I have the Google Maps roughly where my house is in that mop outlined here, so you can see where I'm putting the barn. It's a little square right there in the front of my yard.
So the house is what we can see on the topo map you got here.
Now, one of the things too, Tim, and for everybody, if you remember, this plan originally came through when there was a possibility for a request for a subdivision on that property. So the property has not been subdivided. It's all still one continuous.
So the map I gave him is one continuous property, sir.
Right.
Yes,
this
they don't have a subdivision.
What's the acreage on that lot?
That lot's 18, and then I have one that abuts it that is 6, so it's roughly about 24 acres, give or take a half on each end.
Okay. Any other? I have not been. I have to admit, I have not been down Donovan Road. Any other property? Any other houses beyond this, or are you the?
Mr. Cummings is. So there's two houses on my side of the road.
Yeah.
I own about 2,000 feet of Donovan Road, and then it goes into Mr. Cummings' 9 acres on the end that abuts the. Well, he owns over the railroad bed.
Then you get people across the road.
I have one across the road on the left. There's three houses on the left.
Yeah. That's one of the few roads in town I have not actually been down.
I think I took a Google for the first ZBA board that I was in August. It's roughly about 450 feet from any house where I want to put the barn.
You're just looking to put a barn up.
I'm 30 by 30 with a 14-foot overhang. I made the mistake of a city guy thinking I could, 2-foot variances are given in the city all the time. I cleared a piece of acreage roughly 150 by 175 right before my house. Thinking, I'll be good. I'll put a barn here. It's nice and dry. I'll just go ask for the ZBA for a variance. And it turned out to be much more than what I thought. 66-foot right away, 3-pin road. I got schooled. I have a master's degree now, but I got a PhD in land surveying and reading rules and everything else now. I was tactically humbled. And the original spot I want to put it in is not going to work. So.
This so that was the issue that you had with the building inspector and told you you had to move it?
Not the building inspector, the ZBA.
But they both said you had to move it, what was it, 15 feet or so?
No, so I was still within the variance, but it was going to be super short. It was going to be like 4 feet. And I didn't realize it was 4 feet. I thought it was 50 foot from the road's edge or 75 feet from the center of the road because Donovan Road is a 3-pin road. It's 66 feet wide, but Donovan Road sits on the farthest portion.
It's a
four
rod road.
Or whatever the rods are, 66 feet.
16 feet to rod.
Yeah. I was measuring from the edge of Donovan, and that would put me right on the edge of the right of way, essentially. Mm. And I'm like, all right, yeah, I'm 50 feet from the road's edge. I'm good to go. I can build here, because that's what I was told by the building inspector. And then they came out to do a site survey because they were like, is it a rod road? And I said, yeah, come on out. And the more the merrier. They came out and they're like, this is a rod road. And I have a piece of galvanized steel in the corner on Donovan where the road kind of forks off and follows the edge. And then I had to do my due diligence. I went to Milford to the people that did this survey in 2018.
You're talking right in here.
Yep, right
so
there.
So this little box here, is that the house or the proposed barn?
That's the proposed barn right in front of my house.
Where's your house?
Literally, it's because it's
right there.
Yeah, right where the driveway ends. That line going in is a driveway. Right.
So you're not accessing any of the town property up there that we gave you permission.
Negative. Okay. That's nothing to do with it.
He's already accessing through the same stretch of road that he's accessing.
Yeah,
that's
and my same driveway.
Yeah. Yeah, the same driveway.
So Mr. Brock gave us a 20-foot right-of-way to access another 40-acre piece through town land. Gotcha. So I'm not even remotely near that. 30 by 30, 14-foot overhang, monolithic slab, 24-inch frost wall.
And you are outside of the right-of-way in the...
Yes, so I plan is to go from here to the selectmen to the ZBA. For the new one is going to need much less. After we've got all the pins, I'm going to need about a 14 to a 15-foot variance is what I'm seeking from the ZBA.
I'll take a motion to make a recommendation that we allow it.
I'll second.
I recommend to the Board of Selectmen. I just had one question. You said you're going to need a variance for what now? Just to be able to build it.
For the setback.
The classroom.
Just
what
for
are
the
you
setback.
Looking for a setback? What are you looking for a
14,
variance?
14 to 15 feet, sir.
That's what you want a variance?
For,
because
from the
ZBA. Right now you're at, what, 36?
What are we... What are
how many feet
right
are you from the setback.
My house, or what are we talking about?
No, the barn.
The barn, it'd be 36
feet. The barn from the, yeah, it would be roughly 36 feet from the edge of the right-of-way. It's where the proposed barn.
So, and you can't move it another 14
without,
feet?
So we have an equipment permit for At Home Excavation LLC. Turning our gear around is why we wanted to do it in the other spot, to safely and effectively turn it around in our driveway, is what we want to do.
I don't know if that works with the criteria for hardship, but have at it.
Yeah, that's going to be for...
So that's the ZBA to figure out,
yep.
Right?
From our standpoint, purely just the planning board standpoint, I think the thing is that if we make a recommendation to go to the Board of Selectmen, that it would have to be just that the zoning ordinances and the
regulations thing. It's are not,
met.
We're not agreeing
right.
that
we can't agree to
away.
Anything.
No.
That goes to the select board.
Our recommendation would be that yes, our recommendation is to go ahead as long as it meets the,
right.
the zoning ordinance and the building requirements.
Yeah.
And you know, obviously, meeting the zoning ordinance is if he has to go for a variance, then that's
right.
part of meeting it. So,
okay.
So move.
I second it.
So I'll draft up the letter with Amy. We'll submit it to the Board of Selectmen. The recommendation is that we recommend that the Board of Selectmen
hear the case.
Yeah, yeah.
Hear the case.
Yeah. We have no concerns from a planning board standpoint. And that anything that's done has to be done in accordance with that.
Correct.
With the zoning ordinance.
So, next question, gentlemen, because I've never gone through this whole process at all.
You must be talking to them.
So go to the selectmen. The selectmen are looking at what criteria. I know the ZBA looks at, are you meeting the setbacks criteria in regards to building and
basically
building
the
permit.
Selectmen will look at it and they'll say, well, you know, you get an issue with the setback, so you're going to have to go to the ZBA.
Right.
Yeah, all right, so from there it would say, yes, you can build, but you're going to meet the ZBA requirements and the setback.
We would probably just vote to, yeah, go ahead, move
okay.
the process forward.
I know the whole process is a pain in the butt, but we just want to make sure that we...
Class 6 roads are a very...
How does that get fixed? Like, I don't mind living on a Class 6 road because nobody
vote.
Comes.
You'll have to have the warrant article and ask the town to take it back.
Yeah,
which would
as
take
a class
almost
five.
Like a,
yeah, you would. I
it's
would
like parting
say
the
you
seas,
would probably
right?
Get three people to vote.
Yeah,
minus
no, maybe,
the 25
maybe,
signatures.
Maybe
yeah.
five.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Right.
Exactly. It's very. It would be tough.
That's.
I mean,
a,
you could do it, but
that's a half mile road. That's a
yeah.
half mile road. That's like a $300,000 road. If you're
well, it's
at
now
some point
six,
in time,
$600 a foot.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Is that pavement foot?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's everything.
Yeah.
That's town specs.
Okay.
It's $500 to $600 a foot.
Yeah, because I was looking at the class five, and it shows a dirt standard and then a pavement standard.
Right, but we would not approve a dirt road
right,
being
yeah.
built at
okay.
this stage.
The
maintenance costs, you know, maintenance.
Well, if you want to keep it rural.
Yeah.
I don't want to do another rock.
You guys, the planning board's been great to me. You guys schooled me on the informational in regards to subdivision and. It's not the building permit that was an issue. I was trying to get a lot sub from my father, but it's you can't subdivide on a class six road per state RSA.
Yeah.
Well, I thought he could do like a.
You can add a. Mr. Brock
yeah,
said you can add,
that,
but
yeah.
I don't want my dad's fourth wife on my property.
Oh, okay.
He's my dad. I love him.
So if it was his first one, I'm
he
in.
He used us to bail him out of that.
It's my mother.
Okay.
I'm in. If he's on video, he's going to kill me. Never mind.
He wants at least more than the door between
them. No, you're going to get me in trouble. You should be like, you just showed up, kid.
Just so you know, the Paul's on the Manchester Fire Department. His fire is his father is district chief.
And he served.
Yeah.
In the military.
Yeah. Yeah.
I get it.
Oh, you knew him?
No, I know you.
Oh.
Right. No, he has to report
you?
To his father all the time during the day, so it's like.
Were you in
well,
the
I
Army?
I work for Eversource, too, so I probably worked with your dad a few times.
Oh, I'm
fires.
Sure you have, and uncles, yeah.
Your dad was with Chester
Chief? Grandfather.
Grandfather.
Oh, it's your grandfather.
I have the same name as my Pepe, but yeah.
Oh, okay, okay.
50 Birch Road? No, 58 Elm Sass Street.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Rudy, we do have to take
anyway,
a vote on that.
We yes.
Vote.
Yeah. Yes.
Sorry, we diverted.
No, it's fine. It's all good.
So we've got
this is the friendliest board I've been on.
We got it in the...
tonight, you're lucky.
There's a few that might disagree with you on that.
Yeah, tonight you're lucky.
Hold on. All right, we'll take a vote on it.
We try to be nice
what I did with my stuff.
Favor, so.
Oh,
your checklist?
Yeah.
Where's your agenda?
Yeah, it's okay.
Your agenda.
I already lost it somewhere. We'll just take the vote. That we make a recommendation as it's recorded. So I'll take a motion, or entertain a motion.
Second. We did the,
thank you, sir.
We did the motion and seconded, so we're down to vote.
Second by...
I seconded you. You made the motion.
You made the motion.
Okay, motion.
Tim seconded.
Any discussion? Comments? Rudy, yes. Mark?
Yes.
Brian?
Yes.
Tim?
Yes.
Okay. All right, Paul.
Gentlemen, thank you.
There you go.
Thank
next,
you, sir.
Next, next meeting's what, the 20th, sir?
Ours?
Yeah.
Oh, the Selectmen.
Selectmen.
Next Monday.
Is it next Monday? Yeah. I don't think I'm on Monday.
Well, no, it's the one after that because it needed to be noticed.
Yeah.
Oh, for the notice part.
The
okay.
Butters.
Yeah. Yeah. 10 days. We had some noticing to do.
All right, guys. Thanks for the time.
All right.
Have a great evening.
Yep.
Take care.
Guys, see one of those candies.
Absolutely.
What's that?
Oh, take a few.
Have a handful.
Yeah.
Amy buys them.
Have a good night, guys.
All right, yeah. You too.
Was that payment for the lot line adjustment?
Yeah. Yes.
Andrew Nicholas, keep it really brief. I'm on a fact-finding mission.
Sure.
My wife and I are considering buying lot 40965. It's right, I think, right on. Yep. Have a great night. It's currently zone residential. Trying to understand what the requirements are and if it's even possible to rezone it commercial. I don't have anything planned. We're considering buying it, so we're just trying to figure out whether or not there's value in that.
Where's it located?
So do you know where the Liberty Dumpster guy is?
Oh, that little lot right next to it.
It's a little one. My sister-in-law tried to build a house on it years ago.
Yeah,
she built
it
wrong.
You buying it to live to or just for a commercial business?
I suppose that would depend what the requirements are, right?
What kind of a business is it? One that's legal in a home residential area?
Yeah,
you know,
so...
like hairdresser, that type thing?
It's
the one right next to Ray Lalaboo.
Yeah.
Right next door. A little lot of...
There
was a foundation there, exactly.
That section is owned residential.
It's a foundation.
Yeah, the back side of that lot where the railroad is a little bit flat.
That's residential?
That's what Amy told me. I mean, Andrea told me.
Yeah.
Because it breaks. I thought, if anything,
yeah,
it was mixed use, but...
Yeah. No, I thought the whole thing was commercial.
I did, too.
That's weird. There's a problem with that lot.
The water?
Nope. The fact that what happened was, and this goes back 15 years, that there was a house on that lot.
Yep.
It's a non-conforming lot. It's like half an acre or something like that. Someone bought the property, and they wanted to rebuild... basically.
The Lowe family. Yeah. It's the same family. Yeah.
Yeah.
The problem is that they tore the house down.
Mm-hmm.
And because they did that, and there was nothing left to it, it became unbuildable.
Well, it fell under the new zoning, and they didn't push it back far enough.
Right.
Yeah.
So.
Setback. Didn't meet the setback.
And the decision was is that it couldn't be built on.
Right.
So that's the issue with that property. And I don't think things are really going to change that makes it so that you can actually do something with that property. That's why it's been vacant for so long.
Sure, yeah.
I don't remember the exact wording of how it came about. But
I don't think you would have the finances to do what they would need to do to reach the backside of that 9 acres to do anything at the time, which is why they may not have gone after it.
The whole thing is 9 acres, roughly?
Thing is 9 acres. There's only a tiny bit of frontage, enough for basically a driveway. But if the back of the lot, the higher ground were reachable, you know, you could potentially put something there. My wife and I are tossing around different ideas. So I've got to get out of the industry I'm in because it's killing me. So we thought about, you know, building sheds or maybe putting up some of the metal industrial buildings and having like the shops for rent and having a few of those and have one of them be ours. So we rent out a handful of them and then work out of one of them.
Yeah.
But you'd have to get that rezoned, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, because you'd have to check to see what was allowed in the residential area. Just check the zoning. I mean, I didn't check it myself. I'm just going by what Andrea said, but she said that particular area was residential. And it doesn't surprise me, but I really thought it was commercial all the way through.
We'd have to do a little bit of research on that, because I think the problem was it didn't have the frontage.
Yeah, but if it was an existing lot, it wouldn't matter. The problem was the foundation was put too close to the road.
Yeah, and then they made them demo it.
That's what,
yeah.
So then they made them tear it down, and then they put another one in, and then it never went anywhere.
Right.
Because I think there was issues with the contractor and everything.
And yep. Then
he was a crook.
Yeah, he ran away with like $100,000 of her money or something.
Right.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah. So
Amy's my sister-in-law, so yeah.
They did move it back.
Yeah,
the problem
is that they didn't do it fast enough.
No, it's not. It's nine, but it's challenging, right? There's like a brook running through it, so we'd have to do have Severino come in and do some culverts to get over it, to get up to the higher ground. So it would take some resources to get anything done there.
What I would suggest is if you just put in an information request to Amy,
okay,
so we can get you on the agenda,
okay,
and officially do it.
Great.
And if you've got any information on the property, tax maps, anything like that.
Sure.
We can also, if it's going to be an information, we can also do some research.
Great.
On that parcel of land and look through the file to see exactly what the history is.
Sure.
History and what it is actually zoned at.
Right.
Mm. What's
right.
Allowed.
Yeah.
Okay.
So
yeah,
it's going to take, yeah. So just to make it so that the board can actually do it properly.
Yeah.
Submit the request for an information hearing.
Okay.
We can bring it to the board and then kind of go over it. And at least with it being in there, then Amy usually lets me know, and Amy and I usually go down and try to research.
Yeah, and the specific ask is just, can it be rezoned? That's
no, I wouldn't say.
We can't.
Yeah, we can't do it.
The town has to do that. Town vote.
Oh, it's a town vote.
Yeah, it's a rezone.
Yeah, somebody has to put a warrant, either the selectman or somebody has to put that in, or
right.
Petition warrant article to rezone an area from here to there. Rezone it.
Yeah, it's really weird.
Just like you did when you did the church up above and changed that to industrial.
So the ask of Amy is just to have you guys research the property to figure out what.
Yep, she can find that out.
Well,
fairly easily.
All you need to do is just file for an information. She can give you the forms for that.
Okay.
And then whatever information you have.
But whatever information, the more information you got, the better it is. Right.
Yeah, sure. I think when she pulled the file, it looked like it was residential at the time.
That's what I was told. Still shocked that it's residential,
yeah.
But she can also look and see what businesses are allowed in a residential area.
Sure.
Yeah.
If we were to buy it, it would be a gamble, because in order for me to start the process to have it evaluated for rezoning,
mm-hmm. Oh yeah, that wouldn't happen until March. So
I'd have to be. She'd either have to be willing to do it, or I'd have to be the property owner and go through it on my own.
Right.
Yeah. But and you can, you know. If you can be an agent for the property owner too. I mean, you don't have to own the property at this point in time. She
okay.
can give anybody who owns it can give someone else the authority to deal with the planning board.
So what would the town want to see from me if I were to come forward with a proposal to have it rezoned? I'm assuming they want to know about
warrant article.
What we want to build there, I'm sure that's going to probably influence.
Well, not necessarily. You don't have to tell what you want to build there. You just want to rezone this certain area from here to here.
Yep.
And so if it's continuous from what is commercial on that road,
yep.
You just want to continue it down to another point.
Okay.
Probably include all the way down to exit 3.
Yeah,
well,
so exit 3.
It's
protected land in between.
Yeah,
so exit 3 is commercial.
Oh, from Forest. Pine Ridge or whatever, that section
in
there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But the next, we're the next lot. So
right.
It goes exit 3,
right.
The protected
so
land, and
yep.
us. So
yep. Yep.
From
yep.
that perspective, maybe it's continuous. I don't know.
You just need 25, you know, registered voters in town to sign your petition, and then it'll go on the warrant.
I have that many family members in town. So.
Probably the business people up and down.
Yeah. Hey, free coffee and donuts at
yeah, that goes a long way, right?
Long way, I'm just saying.
At least
I know you get
start.
The three guys that work there with that, okay?
Yeah, great, okay. And if we were to just buy it for residential, if I wanted to build a house for my brother on it or something, what's required there?
I think we'd have to take a look at that, too, to see why. There's been such a problem with it because it hasn't sold since that time.
Right,
so there's
that
something.
Foundation.
There's something goofy.
There's something in the past.
Just to make sure, but I believe it was just because the foundation was too close to the highway
and
setback.
That's what Amy's been
but
telling me.
But then they
about.
Moved
so
it. I thought they put in another foundation back, and then the guy skipped.
Yeah, I think that's what happened. He ran with the money, and they just they couldn't fund
so
it.
So they couldn't go any further with it. Then, they have tried to sell it a couple other different times.
Yeah,
but,
yeah.
Do we know what the challenges there were? Were there?
No, we wouldn't know that.
Yeah.
Okay.
We wouldn't know that.
Okay.
We don't know the problems until the problems come to us.
Right.
But but when you do the informational form there with Amy, she can also look at the file and see if there's anything that sticks out.
Okay.
I don't think so. I think it was just the fact that they moved it and the guy booked after, and there was just no money to do anything after that.
Yeah.
If we wanted to make use of the back half of the property and not worry about the very small buildable area in the front, and we needed to get across and put in a culvert and a road over a brook, are all those things challenges with the state? And
yeah, you'd have to get wetlands crossings and things like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. It would be
to throw a pipe down and just gravel over the top and go anymore.
No.
Some people have to put in culverts with open bottoms.
Yeah. Exactly. Exactly.
Good boy. Okay. All right. I appreciate the time.
Okay.
Thank you. Have a great night.
Amy's a great resource. So
yes.
She'll help you through the process.
Thank you, Amy. Yeah. I don't know if you remember my wife and I stopping in.
I do.
Yeah, we're just trying to make heads or tails of the whole thing. So thank you.
You're welcome. All right. Other old business, Nate Miller and the CIP, he is going to be here at the next meeting.
Okay.
The Southern New Hampshire Planning Commission, the steering committee, did meet, I think it was last Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
And there are some minutes for that. Amy, can you send those out to the board?
Yeah, they've been posted on the website, but I can send them to
board. Just send them to the planning board members and stuff. So that's coming along. Mark, anything you wanted to mention on that at this point? Okay. They did choose a chair and a vice chair, I believe.
Yes.
Carla is the chair.
Mm-hmm.
And
Patty Davis is vice chair.
And then who was the recording secretary?
Anne Duchon.
I think it was Anne Duchon. That sounds familiar.
Okay. She's the minute taker.
Okay.
Anne Lacey or Wendy Duchon?
I'm sorry, what?
Anne Lacey or Wendy Duchon?
I think it's Wendy.
Yeah, yeah.
For this sake, sorry.
All right. Minutes. I have to say that I haven't looked at them. Do you want to hold these till the next meeting?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so more of the members that were here are here?
Yeah. Yes, exactly. So if unless there's some objection, we'll hold them till the next meeting.
Nope, works.
Okay. Appeal updates. Foster Farms. We still have not heard anything
unbelievable.
Back.
Wow.
I did send an email to, or I had Amy send an email to Tim Sullivan, and he contacted the clerk, and she said they're still working on it.
I'll tell you what, that's unacceptable to me.
Well, 90 days expired Friday,
right?
So I don't know what's going on with that. But.
So there must be something that it's... you know, a little bit edgy on either side, so they have to really research into it before they make a decision.
Right. But still, by law, they should be doing it within 90 days.
It's entirely possible that they're like Congress and went on vacation.
We could have got rid of their speaker.
Yeah. Kevin McCarthy on the chairman.
Yeah, that's pretty tough, and there's only three of them on the board. Huh?
Ooh.
All right.
We're out of here.
Other business. Application fee adjustments.
Does that have to be, I left it on there because does it have to be talked about at two or three meetings, or is that not how it works for the planning board? Because it's the zone, to change it in the zoning board, it had to be spoken about at three meetings.
I don't know of anything in the laws that say we have to do anything with those. I think the fees are actually up to the town.
Okay.
Just so everybody knows, there was only one change, wasn't it?
Yes, so just the verbiage, so it will say current postage plus $2.
Right.
So that it will not have to be updated every time the postage gets updated.
Right, so just in case, we all agree that $2 plus current postage is acceptable. There you go, there's meeting number two.
Okay, so that's, all right, and that's your motion, we'll make this a motion.
We'll make a motion that's acceptable and should change.
Okay, yeah. Second by anybody? Mark?
I'll second.
Okay. So we are in agreement that we support the change to the verbiage of the cost for mailing that notification? Rudy, yes. Mark?
Yes.
Brian?
Yes.
And Tim?
Yep.
Okay. Town
just
planning?
In case we have to mention multiple meetings we did.
Town planning, we do need to start thinking about if there's anything we want on the town warrant for the March 2024 meeting.
Impact fees?
We won't have to put it on the town warrant. They're going to be just what we decide.
Yeah, we're already authorized to do that, right?
Yeah, yeah. I know that Bob Donovan had a couple of suggestions that I'll get from him too. But if anybody has anything else that...
We should check and see if we can do set the rate and then have it be CPI indexed.
Oh, yes, yes.
Right, because we're not technically changing the base rate. We're just having it go up with inflation over time.
Right.
We can do that. I think that, to me, would make a lot of sense. Then we don't end up 3-4 years from now...
Doing it again
and be behind the eight ball. You know, if we need to increase the base rate from 200 to 300 in a few years, that's fine. But as long as we can keep that 200 moving with inflation, I think that's...
Well, I think what probably we should do is we'll develop the fee schedule, put it in there, and then we'll give it to a town legal counsel to say, hey, can we do this?
Yeah.
So that way, this is what we want. And if he says, yeah, you can, or okay, you can't. I couldn't see anything that says we can't, but there might be something that...
I think we've been after this for 6 years now.
Yeah.
So it's time.
Yeah. Yeah. I got to remind Nate to give us those proposals for the last two so we can get those voted on. Okay. I think that was it. All right. Anybody have anything else? No? Okay.
No, we're good.
Motion?
Mark, okay, it's me. You pointed at me. We've been doing all the motions, but I make a motion that we adjourn the meeting.
I'll second.
All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Okay.